in an incoherent and, as I deeply feel, an entirely inadequate fashion, I have endeavoured to give some account of my strange experiences in Sherlock Holmes's company, from the chance which first brought us together at the period of the study in Scarlet, up to the time of his interference in the matter of the naval treaty, an interference which had the unquestionable effect of preventing a serious international complication. He still came to me from time to time when he desired a companion in his investigation, but these occasions grew more and more seldom, until I find that in the year 1890 there were only three cases of which I retain any record during the winter of that...
My dear Watson, I, Sherlock Holmes, has at last accomplished the unaccomplishable. I have made... What are you doing, my dear fellow?
Surely, Holmes, a great detective such as yourself can work that out.
Must we play these inadequate games, Watson? Okay, here goes. I can deduce from the top drop of ink on your right index finger that you have started penning your work earlier this morning rather than use the new Blickenderfer typewriter I purchased for you in the summer. Your fountain pen still weeps when filled up, and you won't throw it away and purchase a new one because it was issued to you in Afghanistan. However, your conscience got the better of you, and, hastening not to disappoint me, you decided to give the new typewriter another go. How noble of you. Due to the small patch of sweat developing under your armpits and the faint smell of coffee lingering in the air, I would say that you've been typing for at least 2 hours straight. The minor shake of your fingers tells me that the caffeine is having an effect on your fingers, and they're beginning to ache due to the force induced upon the letter keys to imprint them without a fade or smudge on the lower quality paper you insist on purchasing, because it's cheaper and you don't like to waste money. Need I go on?
Holmes, my dear fellow, you never cease to amaze me.
As do the quaint folk of the countryside. Here, read this.
To Sherlock Holmes, 221B Baker Street. My dear sir, I, Cuthbert Worthington Jones, wish to have the pleasure of your detective mind to help solve a case which has arisen at my home, the Manor, in Manningtree, Essex. My wife, Veronica, and I are most perplexed as to the hows, the whys, and the whos over this mystery. It may sound minor to you, but I fear that behind this seemingly childish prank, there is a danger lurking.
Over the past 7 weeks, I have received a small wooden figurine on my windowsill every Sunday morning. On the eighth Sunday, yesterday, I was expecting another figurine. However, there was none. Although, when I looked at the collection of figurines in my study later that morning, I noticed the one I received on the seventh Sunday was sawn in half. We have a celebratory evening this Saturday to toast to the health of my good lady wife and I, as we have recently inherited the manor, the estate, and the titles. It is with haste that I beckon you to come to Manningtree to solve this mystery. I shall, of course, be able to fill you in on more details of this most perplexing mystery. As stated before, I fear danger lurks, and with your presence, we may be able to keep it at bay. A considerable sum shall be granted for your services upon solving the case.
I look forward to seeing you in the coming days. Yours faithfully, Sir Cuthbert Worthington Jones. Well, Holmes, what do you think? A childish prank or something more sinister?
I think, good doctor, that a trip to the countryside is in order. Fresh air and a brisk walk is exactly what the doctor ordered. Mrs. Hudson! Mrs. Hudson! Why can you never rely on that infernal woman to be present when needed?
Perhaps, Holmes, she is still cowering in her room from the shooting you were doing.
She could hear it? But with the new suppressor of noise I invented for the barrel?
It isn't the barrel that needs suppressing, it's your mind. Now come along, dear fellow. Leave the poor woman be. Go and pack, and I shall sort the tickets.
Watson, what do you mean by that? Watson!